and it's not even cold, and her memory's only 14 minutes old. Passing minute makes me want her right back in my arms where she belongs. And I'm already missing times when she was mine to hold, and her memory's only 15 minutes old. Some big old tears just fell from my blue eyes, and I guess they must have been there all along. There's still some coffee in her cup, and it's not even cold, and her memory's only 15 minutes old. Her memory's only 16 minutes old, and the coffee in her cup's not even cold.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A judge overseeing the Trump hush money trial delaying sentencing recommendations after prosecutors asked for more time to weigh his 34-count conviction against his election win. ABC's Aaron Katursky says prosecutors could say the conviction should stand, but agree sentencing is not practical.
They've already said they don't believe the presidential immunity decision applies to this case because Trump was a private citizen when he paid off Stormy Daniels. Are they now going to suggest that sentencing get put off for 4 years? Are they going to agree that the case simply cannot go forward because Trump is president-elect? There aren't that many options to consider.
Trump's transition team working on his agenda and staffing. Sources tell ABC News the president-elect will ask Florida Senator Marco Rubio to serve as Secretary of State. In Britain, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, is stepping down over his handling of an historic church abuse case involving more than 100 boys. This is ABC News. Officials are trying to get to the bottom of a mysterious call placed during last week's meeting of the Austin City Council.
At Austin City Council meeting, citizens are invited. Pretty typical.
Hello, esteemed City Council.
The caller identified herself as Robin Land.
And I'm a proud Christian Zionist.
The caller gave clearly sarcastic support to Israel before ending with,
"Thank you, Mayor Watson."
Having decided the voice was AI-generated, Mayor Kirk Watson said,
"Hope to see you someday."
He later characterized the call as an abuse of the system. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New concerns about whooping cough as more children go without vaccinations. Officials in Washington state say the number of cases is up more than 2,000% this year, from 51 to nearly 1,200 cases statewide. Children usually get a series of shots against the illness beginning at 2 months old. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Partly sunny and pleasant today, with a breezy wind now pulling out of the southeast. It'll warm us up to highs in the upper 40s, and with clouds increasing tonight, it'll keep our lows mild in the mid-30s. All ahead of rain rolling in by tomorrow evening. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Law enforcement from Wisconsin and Texas worked together to pull off a major drug bust. The Waukesha County Drug Task Force says they've worked with the Drug Enforcement Agency's Fort Worth office to identify a suspected dealer in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The dealer was allegedly supplying southeastern Wisconsin with various illegal substances. An investigation led to a major bust last August, which led to the seizure of 50 kilos of cocaine, large amounts of meth, heroin, fentanyl, and marijuana, and 35 firearms. The state superintendent of public instruction proposes an additional $3 billion in new investments to public schools. Jill Underley's proposal includes increasing special education reimbursement to 90%, limit property tax increases, and fund several grant programs. The DPI's overall budget request will propose more than $4 billion towards K-12 public education. And a Milwaukee baby is fighting for his life after being thrown against a wall. 20-year-old Jalen White faces charges of child abuse and child neglect after prosecutors say he threw the 8-month-old boy against the wall while playing a video game. The baby reportedly suffered skull and rib fractures and is not expected to survive. White is being held on a $100,000 cash bond. Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health from Gunderson. Martin Transport in Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. A deer hunter from Louisiana had to be rescued from the Tiffany Wildlife Area yesterday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a 32-year-old male contacted authorities after he had hurt his leg while climbing a tree and was unable to walk and needed medical assistance. Rescue crews worked 2 hours to find the injured man. He was transported to Mayo Clinic in Eau Claire. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include an update on a meeting with the Wisconsin DOT on the Highway 10 project, replacement of the downtown siren, and also discussion on uses for the old library building. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. It's probation for an Eau Claire man who shot his neighbors with a crossbow. A judge yesterday ordered Robert Willie to get a mental health evaluation, stay sober, and spend the next 5 years on probation. Police arrested Willie back in March after his neighbors say he fired a crossbow at them while they walked by his house. They say Willie has made threats about shooting them before. Willie pleaded no contest in the case yesterday. He will not spend any time in jail. The National Weather Service is reporting a weather radio outage in the Rochester area. The National Weather Service office in La Crosse reported the outage on social media over the weekend. The outage has been caused by a communication issue and is being worked on by technicians. The Weather Service is recommending using radio stations serving Mankato, Red Wing, Winona, or other nearby communities until that issue is fixed. A Fillmore County judge is considering motions to dismiss some of the charges filed against a woman accused of causing a deadly buggy crash last year. Attorneys for Samantha Jo Peterson have asked the judge to dismiss 18 of the 21 charges filed against her after the crash killed two children and injured two others. Prosecutors countered those arguments in documents last week, asking the judge to allow evidence such as blood tests and recorded conversations between Samantha and Sarah Peterson. Samantha Peterson is accused of criminal vehicular homicide, driving while impaired, and several other charges. She's also been accused of trying to switch places with her sister to avoid being arrested. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Investigators in Dunn County say they got their break in a cold case murder last year when a relative of the suspect uploaded their DNA to the internet. The investigation into the 1974 murder of Mary Chaleas sat idle for years until a DNA match was found on an online genealogy site. Investigators yesterday said the DNA was uploaded last year and was likely from a first cousin. The DNA match led detectives to John Keith Miller from Minnesota. Dunn County is now pushing ahead with murder charges. They say without the DNA match, the case may have gone unsolved forever. The Dunn County Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a public hearing on the proposed 2025 budget, discussion and possible action on that budget, and the 2025 tax levy, along with reports from department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 in the boardroom at the Dunn County Government Center. A teen whose kayak overturned in northwest Wisconsin is dead. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said deputies responded to Kirby Lake Saturday after multiple people called 911, reporting they heard others screaming for help. Deputies say two people were in the water, a third went underwater and hadn't come back up. The 17-year-old was found using sonar technology and divers were sent to recover him. The boy was sent to a Minnesota hospital where he later died. The case is still under investigation. 10 Wisconsin agencies responded to that incident. The Wisconsin Supreme Court looks ready to strike down the state's 1849 abortion law. The court yesterday heard arguments in the case that challenges whether the law still applies. Wisconsin's attorney general says the law was basically overridden when Wisconsin lawmakers passed more recent abortion regulations. The lawyer for Sheboygan County's district attorney's office, however, said that post-Roe, the law is still the law. Justice Jill Karwoski said keeping the 1849 law would mean, quote, signing the death warrants, unquote, of women and children in the state. The lawyers for the Sheboygan County DA's office said the court needs to decide about the law that's on the books and not the law that they would like to see. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
An unusual shopper at our grocery store in Madison last week. Madison police say a 10-point buck entered the Hy-Vee store on the east side of Madison through an open pharmacy door last Wednesday. The buck ran through the store until staff corralled him in the cooler area. Officers and animal control employees were able to barricade parts of the storage area in the back of the store and usher the buck out of the doors. Madison police say the suspect is free and back into the wild. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Finances can be so intimidating, but since I've started using Dave, the banking app, managing my money is much easier. Dave shows me how much I have left to spend after my routine expenses. And if I'm short on cash, Dave's extra cash advances me the money I need. Up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No interest, no credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com/easy.
Dave is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Eligibility criteria apply. Subject to bank approval. Service and or instant transfer fees may apply. Advances typically approved in 5 minutes.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Partly sunny and pleasant today, with a breezy wind now pulling out of the southeast. It'll warm us up to highs in the upper 40s. And with clouds increasing tonight, it'll keep our lows mild in the mid-30s. All ahead of rain rolling in by tomorrow evening. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Miami defense held the Rams without a touchdown on the way to a 23-15 win in Inglewood last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Miami's defense forcing two turnovers and had four sacks as the Dolphins improved to 3-6. Rams fall to 4-5 as week 10 of the NFL season came to a close. Packers practiced yesterday and get today off before resuming work on Wednesday, preparing for Sunday's game in Chicago against the Bears. The Packers are 6-3, two games behind the division-leading Lions and one behind the second-place Vikings. Edge rusher Preston Smith is gone, traded to Pittsburgh. That opens up more opportunity for Kingsley Ngabare.
Yeah, kind of how it went down with a vet like P. With a guy like P, pretty much he's been here all my 3 years here and pretty much was a big part of my success and growth as a player and partly as a man and as a teammate. So losing him is definitely pretty much hit us close to the heart.
15th-ranked Marquette held off Central Michigan 70-62 on Monday night at Fiserv Forum. Stevie Mitchell had 17 as the Golden Eagles improved to 3-0. Marquette led 42-27 at the half, but Central Michigan crawled back to within 5 in the second.
You know, it's good for us to deal with tough shooting nights. It's good for us to deal with an opponent or opponents that won't go away and continue to fight. You know, we're still in a lot of ways a work in progress, figuring out offensively, you know, who the playmakers are on our team beyond Cam.
The win is the 350th NCAA head coaching victory for Shaka Smart. The Golden Eagles will travel to Maryland on Friday. 2024 NBA Cup tips off with group play tonight. The Bucks will host the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. Jack Del Rio resigned as Wisconsin's senior advisor to the head coach following his early Friday morning arrest for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. The Badgers getting ready to take on top-ranked Oregon Saturday night in Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Lucky number 7 for Allgaier. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, all right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
For the 7th time in his NASCAR Xfinity Series career, Justin Allgaier qualified for the Championship 4, winning twice in the regular season and pointing his way into the title race last Saturday in Phoenix. Allgaier and his Junior Motorsports number 7 team would finish second in the race to ultimate winner Riley Herbst, which was good enough to win his first series title. The 200-lap race, though, was eventful for Allgaier, falling a lap down midway through the event after being penalized for jumping a restart and then speeding on pit road. He held off a hard-charging Cole Custer, who fell a car length short of defending his title. For more on Allgaier's championship season, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
When it gets cold, I'm sure there are times when your livestock wish they could come in the house with you. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Shelter livestock from the winter winds by planting a windbreak when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Wool coats and cattle grow thick hair, but when the winter winds pick up, you might find them huddled against the trees in your pasture. A stand of trees can do a good job of blocking the worst of the harsh weather. Studies have shown that during severe winters, cattle in feedlots protected from the wind gained 10 pounds more than cattle in unprotected lots. Jim Brandel is an emeritus shelter belt ecologist at the University of Nebraska. He says the windbreak has to be planted in the right place to do the job.
You'd like it
it to be perpendicular to those winter winds, because your maximum protection is measured in distances away from the windbreak perpendicular to the prevailing wind. For most of the area that we're talking about, we're probably looking at a windbreak at least on the north, and we would strongly encourage protection on the west as well.
A windbreak on the south side can provide protection from snowstorms in late winter and early spring. But be careful with southern windbreaks. They might block summer breezes, which could increase heat stress for animals. At the minimum, a windbreak planting should have three dense rows.
One of which should be a pretty dense conifer, something like eastern red cedar or northern white cedar. Some of the spruce species work there too. We want something with some height, and so you may very well find a tall deciduous tree associated with it, and typically a shrub. Typically the shrub will be on the inside towards the feedlot.
To make chores a little easier, plant another row of shrubs or trees about 50 to 100 feet away from the main windbreak. It'll act as a snow trip, so you won't have heavy drifts in the area where you have to work with the livestock. Learn more about developing a wind shelter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
On Friday, November 15th, Netflix and MVP, Most Valuable Promotions, brings you the highly anticipated heavyweight boxing mega event of the year. Jake El Gallo Paul will go toe-to-toe in the ring against Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet. This is the fight the world's been waiting for. Don't miss these epic showdowns live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Watch Paul versus Tyson live Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on Netflix.
Shop Dell Technologies' Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
43 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check on markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk up 14 to 1909, January up 11 to 1905, February up 8 to 1917, March milk up 5 at 1916. Cheese markets were mixed today. Barrels down a quarter to 168.5. 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 171.75. One trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4.75 to 259.75. 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 140. No trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 62.5. No trades on the day. Cattle markets moving mostly higher today. Now, there has been some higher boxed beef prices today. That is helping to support the live cattle markets. Even though cash markets haven't really developed, asking prices were noted in the south at 188 to 189. Now, the markets for the live cattle side moving higher is helping to support the feeder cattle markets as well today. Meanwhile, hog markets, while they are mostly mixed and pork cutout values are lower, strengthen some of the equity markets, helping to support the hog market today. December live cattle up 87 cents to 184.57. February up 85 cents to 186.22. April up $1.07 to 187.82. November feeder cattle up 60 cents to 246.75. January up $1.17 to 243.42. March up $1.55 to 241.60. December hogs up 57 cents to 82.35. February up 45 cents to 86.37. April now steady at 89.97. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. The weather is really what's helping to pressure many of the markets throughout the day session today. Now, ethanol margins are also lowering. Now, the daily export wire, though, for corn did see 110,000 metric tons sold to Mexico. Weekly export inspections were viewed as range-bound. Soybeans moving mostly lower. Soybean oil is the downside leader in the products, and that's helping to pressure the markets, along with South America continuing to see good weather for early season planting. Weekly export inspections, though, were strong at 2.278 million metric tons. Wheat markets lower. Strong dollars continuing to limit the upside. And the plains are also seeing additional moisture as well. That's pressuring the markets. Matif wheat also a bit softer today. That's pressuring the markets, even though export inspections were solid at 347,000 metric tons. December corn down 1 3/4 to 428 1/4. March down 2 3/4 to 440. May down 3 to 446 3/4. New crop 25 down 4.5 to 441 1/4. November beans down 13 to 998 3/4. January down 16 to 1006 1/4. March down 16 1/4 to 1019. New crop 25 down 16 3/4 to 1028 1/4. December soybean meal down $1.60 to 293.50. December soybean oil down 213 to 4601. Chicago wheat, December down 14 1/4 to 551 1/4. March down 13 3/4 to 566 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, December down 12 1/4 to 579 3/4. March down 9 3/4 to 602 1/2. Energy markets higher today. December crude oil up 41 cents to 68.45. January up 37 cents to 68.29. December gas up 2 cents to 197. January up a cent to 194. Join Chip Flurry for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Wenikins with news and issues from rural America. Safeguards are needed against potential processing plant shutdowns in the future, according to one agriculture leader. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Some farmers left behind when Pure Prairie Poultry shut down its processing plants were able to make sure that the birds got used for human food. However, many others had to euthanize their birds when they were left with no available processing or feeding options. Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, says incidents like this just can't happen.
It's very unfortunate that it happened. It shouldn't happen. There should be some more guidance or at least a process that would allow the processors or the farmers to make sure that animals are taken care of for the purpose that they're being raised for. And so how does that work going forward? Certainly the discussions between the Department of Ag in the three states is ongoing. There's always that worry by the next chicken farmer, the next turkey farmer, that what happens if it's my processor next.
He says safeguards need to be in place in the future.
You certainly see that in the beef sector, too, with the intertwined activities that are going on there. Hopefully, we don't get to that situation in that sector, too. And we need to have safeguards out there for every sector of agriculture. That includes processors, too, and making sure that the system can continue to run smoothly.
While some members of Congress and members of the House and Agriculture Committees do believe that changes could be made in the new farm bill to address the issue, the farm bill is stalled. And with the incoming new administration and the Republican control in the Senate, the odds of a new farm bill being passed in the lame duck session are pretty much slim to none.
And so those that want to see changes in the program will have to start working on that, coming up with the new Congress. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin's corn production is forecast at 532 million bushels, according to the latest USDA crop production report. Based on conditions as of November 1st, yields are expected to average 181 bushels an acre, down one bushel an acre from the October 1st forecast, but five bushels per acre higher than last year. Corn planted acreage is estimated at 3.75 million acres, with an estimated 294 million acres harvested for grain. Soybean production was forecast at 104 million bushels. The yield is forecast at 49 bushels an acre, down four bushels from the October forecast and down two bushels from 2023. Soybean planted acreage was estimated at 2.15 million acres, with 2.12 million acres to be harvested. Potato production in Wisconsin was forecast at 25.1 million hundredweight, down 12% from 2023. The yield forecast is 380 hundredweight per acre, with an expected 66,000 acres to be harvested. Meanwhile, in the WASD report, the milk production forecast for 2024 was raised from the previous month based on the most recent milk production report. Lower reported milk cow numbers for the third quarter were offset by higher output per cow. The milk forecast for 2025 was unchanged. The import forecasts for 2024 are unchanged, both on a fat basis and skim solid basis. The export forecast for 2024 was unchanged as well. Now, for 2025, imports are unchanged on a skim solids basis, but raised on a fat basis due to higher expected shipments of butter and cheese. The forecast for exports on a fat basis is raised due to higher cheese and butterfat-containing products. Skim solid exports were also raised on higher whey-containing products and dry skim milk products. The butter price forecast was reduced for this year as prices have continued to fall from their relatively high levels they maintained for much of the year through late September. The cheese price forecast for 2024 was unchanged as well. Now, the cheese forecast for 2025 was raised based on higher prices and tight inventories late this year. With that, the Class 3 price forecast was unchanged for 2024. The Class 3 price, though, is raised on higher cheese and whey outlooks. The all milk price forecast for 2025, according to USDA, was raised to 22.85 a hundredweight. A new study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that some dairy farm employees showed signs of H5N1 infection even when they didn't report feeling sick. The CDC concludes that more bird flu testing of dairy farm employees is required. The purpose of the action is to keep workers safe, to limit the transmission of H5N1 to humans, and reduce the possibility of the virus mutating. The new CDC study provides the largest window to date on how the H5N1 virus detected last March in dairy cows may be spreading to people. The study suggests the virus has infected more humans than the 46 farm workers currently identified in the U.S., nearly all were in contact with infected dairy cows or infected poultry. The scientific community considers every additional infection in animals or humans a chance for the virus to change in potentially dangerous ways. More than 50 U.S. lawmakers are urging EPA to ban the use of a weed killer linked to Parkinson's disease and other health risks to humans. In a letter to the agency, seven U.S. senators said that paraquat, a chemical commonly used on farms across the country to protect row crops, fruits, and vegetables, is a highly toxic pesticide whose continued use cannot be justified given its harms to farm workers and rural communities. The call for a nationwide ban came after 47 U.S. representatives sent a similar letter to EPA earlier in October. According to the findings from a recent study, paraquat could cause more than double a person's odds of developing Parkinson's if not sprayed more than 500 meters from where people live and work. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Expect a gusty southwest winds today in our ag weather forecast. Now, a soaking rain is also expected on Wednesday. Dry weather with highs in the 50s come back for Friday and Saturday. Current trends point to next week being quite active and wet. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. Highs 44 to 49. Relative humidity is at 55 to 60%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 32 to 37. Relative humidity is at 89 to 94%. Southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, a slight chance of afternoon rain. We'll have highs 42 to 47. Relative humidity is at 69 to 74%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, highs 45 to 50. Friday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs once again 50 to 55. And for Monday, partly sunny, chance of rain, highs 50 to 55.
Real Country, Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on. Baby, baby, I got to know if your sweet love is gone.
take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Watch your all-time high, you're good as it gets. Your hands down best ever make up sex. Watch your guilty pleasure, your old go-to. Well, if you asked me, mine would be you. Watch your worst hangover, your best night yet. 90 proof, your Marlboro Red. The best damn thing you lucked into. Well, that's easy, girl. Mine would be you. Mine would be you. Sun-kissed, shining, back road flying, singing like crazy fools, making up our own words, laughing till it hurts. Choose my best day ever, my finest hour, my wildest dream come true. Mine would be you. Watch your double dare, you go all in. The craziest thing you ever did. Plain as your name in this tattoo. Look on my arm, mine would be you. Mine would be you. Sun-kissed, shining, back road flying, singing like crazy fools, making up our own words, laughing till it hurts. Maybe if I had to choose my best day ever, my finest hour, my wildest dream come true. Mine would be you. What's the greatest chapter in your book? Are there pages where it hurts to look? What's the one regret you can't work through? You got it, baby, mine would be you. Yeah, you got it, baby, mine would be you. Mine would be you.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
be seen together at night on a crowded street. I may never reach across your body to kill the light when you're asleep. Maybe I'll never watch you dressing. I won't sound too familiar on the phone, but I can touch your hand accidentally and take that moment home. That's as close as I'll get to loving you, even though there's nothing else I'd rather do. I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, but still I know that's as close as I'll get to loving you. I won't be there when you need holding, but I'm sure that he can pull you through. But I can sing this song to everybody and pretend it's not about you. That's as close as I'll get to loving you, even though there's nothing else I'd rather do. I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, still I know that's as close as I'll get to as I get to loving you, even though there's nothing else I'd rather do. I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, but still I know that's as close as I'll get to. Yeah, that's as close as I'll get to.
Me like you couldn't get enough, barely made it out of your drive. Burned a little rubber at the red light, got a little warning from the blue lights. It's only going on 9 o'clock, but feels more like midnight. We ain't even turned up the radio, ain't been 2 miles down the road. The way you look at me, baby, I don't know if we even gonna make it to the party. Yeah, we got a whole lot of moonlight left, already having the time of our lives, and we're just getting started tonight. Girl, you already got the window down, and you got your seat laid back. Ain't even made it halfway to town, and you're already talking about a six-pack. Already got your shoes off, and you're talking about slipping off. No, we ain't even found your friends, and you already wanna get lost. But we ain't even turned up the radio. Yeah.
here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Kick the dust up.
They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. Get on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside, I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear, and I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really wanna see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a photo, burning up a back row song. Let's back it on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Just follow me down neath the 32 bridge, y'all will be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out. What's up, up? Let's kick the dust up.
It was 6 in the morning when I made the county line. There's someone I got to talk to. I can't get it off my mind. He is just a kid, and he's in a pretty rough spot. Two dimes to make a phone call, that's about all I've got. How's my boy today? I know it's been 3 weeks.